Back in the KJM studios in downtown Madison, 6:34 currently our time. This is Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390, also online through the Coach's Corner page at AmazingMadison.com. Of course, we got Trojan football in the studio right now. Head football coach for your Trojans this season, and also as of I lost my train of thought at this point. Head coach Josh Anderson joining us here in studio. You know, it's been a week since we've had to actually sit down and actually talk face-to-face as well. A little bit of miscommunication, and also I'm sure weather played a big factor in it against Mayville State University. We'll also have a couple other guests joining us here momentarily. But, Coach, glad to have you on the show once again.
Yeah, it's good to see you. It's completely my fault. I didn't go up to the booth and talk to you after the Mayville game. Probably number one, because I didn't want to go up to that booth.
Exactly. And, it was a chore itself just to get into the booth itself, and I'm literally right next to the door, too, so there was a steady draft in and out the entire game. I'm glad we got that straightened out right away.
Well, I'm glad we brought you so that our fans could have some communication as to what was going on, because it was hard to follow on the Facebook live feed, I've heard. So, you know, a lot of people had you on Facebook and then had you on live with the radio as well. So,
well, there you go.
Thank goodness we brought you. I feel terrible I didn't go up and see you, because afterwards my wife was like, hey, make sure you say this, say that. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I completely forgot.
By that
forgot.
Point, you're a mile and a half away in the locker rooms getting changed. And then it's like, oh.
Yep,
well, probably at that point I was all wrapped up and everything. But it's all good. Glad to have you on the show tonight to make up for all
that. Minus one for me.
Minus one for you as well. But, Coach, you know, just taking a look at that win last week. An interesting win, to say the least, 34-6 over Mayville State. Snowy conditions, you know, not a very conducive day for an offensive put-em-up kind of game that, that we saw earlier this season. You know, just taking a moment to kind of defrost yourself and also get a chance to look at that game as a whole. You know, what were some things that you took away from that win?
Well, it was fun just to get back in the winning column, no doubt about that. But it was a lot of fun for our guys, too, because most of our guys haven't been here long enough, so it was the first time that I've ever seen snow, especially snow sticking on the ground. And for all our players, it was the first time we've played in the snow. And so, maybe some have played in high school, I should say, but at least college level, none of us have played in the snow yet. There's been some dreary things going on, but nothing like that where the snow was on the ground. So I know the guys had fun. Footing was a concern, but it actually wasn't too terribly bad, or as bad as we thought it might be. And just coincidentally, you know, we had no rushing touchdowns. They were all passing touchdowns. So we were concerned about, you know, are we going to be one-sided because of this weather? Can we only run the ball? Is the pass not even an option? But, you know, shoot, we had six touchdowns. Mitchell here had one, but there was a poor holding call on the play that brought it back. But, he turned a hitch into about a 50 or 60 yard touchdown. So that was fun to see. That would have been our first one, but again, it got called back. But we had no problems really throwing the ball, catching the ball, just keeping the hands warm. If the gloves got wet, we had to peel those things off to make sure the ball wasn't slipping through. But other than that, throwing the ball actually saved us.
Yeah, and surprisingly, in a situation like that, you would think a team would go more putting the ball on the ground and just kind of working that run game. But also one thing we noticed from that game, for all about maybe two running plays as well, Jeb Sanford getting the bulk of the carries in that game against Mayville State. You know, I'm sure speaking with Brody Fredrickson after the game as well, that ankle wasn't, 100% from what he was saying as well. But I'm sure in a situation like that, you know, Hagan Hines got a couple carries, but it was Jeb Sanford who's taking the football, if not 50, 60 carries in that game, certainly was getting the bulk of the action in the backfield. You know, were there any real adjustments, just trying to get him involved in that offense with, kind of going more towards a pass-heavy attack against the Comets?
Really, the only adjustment was, and like you said, Brody was not cleared to play that game because of his ankle from the Dickinson game, and Hagan was hurting. I know his shoulder was really bothering him. I put him in for one series, and it did give us a spark and got us it was the first touchdown drive, but after that I just kept him out just because he was complaining and he looked like he was hurting. And so, but you know, we were fine with Jeb. Jeb was ready to go. He's been ready to go for a while now, and it was exciting to see him do as well as he did. And I know he was super concerned. Talk about your first start and your first reps in a snowy game, and he was super concerned about ball security. He did a great job of holding on to that ball. But, yeah, then the adjustments came. When we were trying to run sideways, it wasn't very good footing for our offensive line trying to get off edge and do our off the edge zone. And so we were just basically just trying to run right at them. We knew that we were bigger than them up front. And if we just attacked them and hit our double teams right at them with our dives and our zones, then we had a lot more success. And then I had to move Jeb up a little bit because of our distance from the quarterback and running back and our pistol with the shotgun. We were taking too long to get there just because of the footing. And as soon as I moved him up, so those were the adjustments, not really the scheme so much as just knowing what was working and why, and then what we had to do with his alignment, as well as our receivers. We didn't want them so wide because the ball was heavy with snow on it. So instead of throwing it outside wide, we moved our wide receivers in a little bit as well. Now all that really helped just with the timing that we normally have with the flow of the game. And of course, you know, I've been strictly talking offense. Man, our defense just shut them down. They had one good drive, and it was really because of our defense. We had two late hits, one on a fourth down, one on a third and 20, that would have got us off the field. So if it wasn't our own fault, we would have ended the drive sooner. But, boy, our defense just flat-out shut them down. Coach Miller and the boys just attacked them and didn't give that quarterback any time. And they were trying to rotate quarterbacks because their starter was hurt, and they brought in a freshman. And, you know, just a really great game by our defense. And, obviously, they gave us great field position and did some fun things for us to – you know, even Ryan had an interception is that right?
Yeah, correct. That's right. Ryan Dozier, Ryan. Yeah, an interception against Mayville. Yeah, well, we were going to give him credit for that in the coming up here momentarily. But coach, also, you know, finally, before we speak to the players here, you know, just coming off now it's facing presentation for the second time this season. Earlier, another interesting situation: the weather kind of postponing the homecoming game, forcing to be played a couple days later in a 22-21 loss to the Saints as well. You know, just looking back at that loss and also taking a look at this week's matchup, you know, what are a few things that you're going to be looking into this game against presentation?
Well, presentation's a solid team. They're not going to do anything flashy. They do what they do, and they do it well and rely on it. What happened to us was we just got in our own way in that game. And, yeah, having to take it to Sioux Falls, I know our guys really enjoyed it, enjoyed that atmosphere playing in Sioux Falls on that field and the locker rooms and all the setup. It was a lot of fun. So there weren't really the distractions that one might think we had with that. It just came down to just ball security, being smart with the ball in the second half. Because we offensively, we moved the ball as much as we wanted to. We had great yardage, and we just couldn't find the end zone. We had four turnovers and two missed field goals in that second half and lost by 1 point. And we were inside the 5-yard line three times. It came away with 0 points. And so that was our own fault. Our defense did everything they could to keep us in the game. Had one drive, a quick 2-minute drive before half where they scored. Other than that, it was just 5 field goals. And so our defense did a great job. Offensively, we just didn't get the job done in the second half with just even making an extra point. Oh, we couldn't, obviously. We didn't score. But, you know, it just was it was a frustrating, weird, weird game. I like to say it was divine intervention. I know we talked about that in here because things that happened, there's just no explanation for. But, you know, that's behind us, obviously. We want to win just because we want to win, just because 8-3 looks a lot better than 7-4. And,
absolutely.
And we want to win just like they do to end our season on a good note.
Absolutely. That'll be a 1 p.m. kickoff from Swisher Field in Aberdeen. Dakota State University take on Presentation College, final game of the regular season. Coach Anderson, thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to talk to the players here a little bit as well.
You bet.
All righty. That is Coach for your Trojans, Josh Anderson, joining us here on Coach's Corner. Now we're bringing in a couple of new guests here to the show as well, but no strangers to Trojan football at the same time. We got linebacker Ryan Dozier and also wide receiver Mitchell Galloway. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on the show this evening.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. We appreciate your time. You know, starting off, Mitchell, you know, last week, Coach kind of alluded to it. Would have had that touchdown, but unfortunately, a bit of a holding call, and it was right as you were about to break that big run as well. I'm sure you gave a little bit of a flack towards your teammate. I think I can't remember. Was it Walton? It was Babcock, of course. Blame the tight end as well, Coach Anderson. You know, but at the same time, I'm sure there was a new experience as well for you playing in the snow, especially in conditions like that.
Yeah, the experience at first when we came out pregame, how we usually throw around early the receivers and quarterbacks, and the kickers will come out to kick. At first, it was pretty fun because not really used to snow being from Florida and just having the first game in it. So it was fun playing around in the snow, but like when we came back out and it started like realizing that we're going to sit out there and my hands just started freezing, I was like, yeah, this is pretty terrible.
Yeah, and especially I'm sure there was, you know, starting off as well, made a note of it in the game, you know, going with no gloves to start off, you know, kind of get the feel. But so, as the game kind of, you know, progressed and everything, you know, seeing some guys going with no gloves and then gloves as well, kind of back and forth, you know, was it a little bit better for you to go with no gloves in that situation, kind of get a little more feel on the football?
Yes, I was going to say it's better to go with no gloves just because I feel like a lot of snow was hitting my hands. So if I had the gloves, it would have took forever to dry them off. And I didn't bring my towel that game anyway. And if the towel hits the snow, then that's wet, so it still doesn't dry it. So, yeah.
And also, you know, just kind of looking at now this week's matchup, you know, going up against a Presentation College. Of course, I'm probably sure a few guys on the team, bit of a sour taste in the mouth from that loss. Towards the middle of the season down in Sioux Falls as well. You know, is there anything that you took away from that game and also the kind of the game plan going against Presentation this Saturday?
I just feel like we just got to stay focused. If a turnover or something bad happens, it's just in the past. You just got to keep your head up, stay energetic, stay hyped for every play, keep cheering everybody on. We kind of got apart from each other on the sideline and everything. There was a lot of some people yelling at each other, but this game will definitely be different.
And it certainly will be, as well as we also bring in linebacker Ryan Dozier, getting your first interception as a Trojan last week. I'm sure it was a bit of an interesting play, too. It looked like the quarterback was just trying to throw it out of bounds, or he was actually trying to lead his receiver out there. But you just kind of brought it down, almost went into a bit of a baseball slide as well. Kind of, what did you see on that play to allow that interception?
You know, actually, I started backing up because there's a receiver right behind me. And so I thought I was going there, and I actually probably could have stood on my feet still, but he threw it so low where that was actually my first career interception, so I was like, oh, I got to go get it.
Well, there you go. And it certainly seemed as well the defense could have came out, especially Danny Jordan. It should have had at least three interceptions in that game.
Oh, yeah.
I called out Danny after the game, too, and I'm calling him out right now, but I'm sure this week will certainly be a different case as well. But also, you know, that the offense for Mayville was just throwing out literally everything in that game. They go wildcat, they do the rotating quarterback, and just about everything. You know, what was the defense trying to do in that to kind of stay at home? And also, you know, with the performance of the defense came out in that game, you know, what were some things that you noticed from that contest?
I mean, we just played our game. When the weather's like that, you know, you're not cutting very well. So defensively, we just filled our gaps. Pass plays just stayed back and rallied to the ball and basically didn't beat ourselves up. So,
and also finally too, Ryan, you know, again, that game against Presentation, you guys were up 21-0 at halftime, then second half just kind of chipping away at the lead was Presentation. Now taking a look at this matchup this week, you know, what are a few things that differently will come out for you guys, especially on the defensive side?
Well, I think we did a great job when they got into the red zone. We just need to step up sooner because field goals aren't good enough anymore.
Absolutely, and we'll keep our eye on that coming up on Saturday. Again, 1 p.m. kickoff from Swisher Field in Aberdeen, Dakota State University, taking on Presentation College. See, hard part's over. Now we can have a little bit of fun. Let's relax a little bit. We got our NFL Week 10 picks coming up here, and usually I ask our guests here on the show. We know that Coach Anderson is a diehard, live and breathe Bears fan. Let's kind of get a test here of what we got here from the group. We'll start off, Mitchell, who's your team you root for?
My team I'm rooting for is the Los Angeles Rams.
Okay, you're a Rams fan. I like that, of course.
You got to tell them why now.
Why you got to tell them?
For all my teammates, you know, a nickname that goes around, they call me Baby Sammy. Sammy Watkins. That's why I wear number 14, is because of Sammy Watkins.
I like that. Actually, I did not know that.
He's actually also from Florida, and he actually follows me back on Twitter, too, and he has responded to me.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of always supporting Sammy Watkins. Wherever he go, I go. I was with the Bills. Now he went to the Rams, and I'm going to hit him at the Rams.
Well, certainly a better team to root for as well, who's also another Rams fan. That's Preston Nordling as well, but we'll leave that as is. Yeah, P. Nord as well. I know him very well. But, Ryan, you see you come in wearing the Denver Broncos beanie hat. I'm going to go out and let's say you're a Broncos fan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, or a Broncos fan as well. Bit of an interesting season for them. But let's dive right into the action with our NFL Week 10 picks. We've got a few teams out on bye. Coach Glover's Ravens are on the bye as well with the Kansas City Chiefs, Oakland Raiders, and the Philadelphia Eagles as well. So Coach Anderson can't show his love to Carson Wentz. But we'll start off the Thursday night game, the Seattle Seahawks at the Arizona Cardinals. 5-3 are the Seahawks, 4-4 are the Cardinals. We'll start off with Coach Anderson. Who'd you go with this week?
Well, I took the Cardinals just because, you know, if the Redskins can go out there and beat Seahawks, Cardinals can definitely get it done at home. And I'd like to just throw a shout-out to Coach Glover. I'm sure the Ravens will find a way to lose anyway, even on a bye week.
Oh, shots fired as well. Soon to be, hopefully, new co-host here on Coach's Corner with Coach Glover. We'll leave that for another day as well. Ryan, who'd you go with this week in this matchup?
I also went with the Cardinals.
Also went with the Cardinals as well. Mitchell, who'd you go with?
Seattle Seahawks.
See, I went with the Seahawks as well. I don't think this will be a pretty game in any way, shape, or form. I think the Seahawks, just a slight edge in that matchup on Thursday night. Now we're going to head into the Sunday games, and we're just going to get this one right out of the way. Green Bay Packers at the Chicago Bears. Coach Anderson.
It's their only hope. I'm taking the Bears. Without Aaron Rodgers, they got to get it done.
Absolutely. I think that'll be the way to go. Mitchell, who'd you go with this week?
The Bears also. Their defense, pretty good.
Absolutely. Ryan, did you go with the Bears as well?
Packers.
Went with the Packers. Wow, that lone man in the room. And it looks like I went with the Bears as well. Don't pick them very often, but I think this is the week as well, especially that banged up Green Bay Packers as well without Aaron Rodgers. Next one, I think this one is a pretty safe one to go with. I'm going to go out on a ledge here. We got the 0-8 Cleveland Browns. The 4-4 Detroit Lions. I think Coach Anderson may be wavering, but I went with the Lions. Ryan, who'd you go with this week?
Lions as well.
Mitchell, I'm going to say the Lions as well.
Yes, Lions as well.
And Coach Anderson's in agreement with the Lions as well. Clean sweep as Cleveland looks to go 0-9 this season. Pittsburgh Steelers at the Indianapolis Colts. 6-2 Steelers coming off their bye week with the 3-6 Colts in Indianapolis. Mitchell, who'd you go with this week?
Unfortunately, the Steelers. I'm definitely not a fan of them, but, yeah, I don't see the Colts beating them.
Ryan, who'd you go with this week?
Steelers.
Steelers as well. Coach Anderson, Steelers as well?
Yep, definitely took the Steelers. They should be healthy.
All righty, that's a clean sweep on that one. Steelers over the Colts. Then we got the Los Angeles Chargers heading to Jacksonville with the 5-3 Jaguars at home. I went with the Jaguars this week, Coach Anderson.
Yeah, I took the Jaguars. I don't like the Chargers. I don't think they're playing well, and the Jaguars' defense is just too good this year.
Ryan, who'd you go with this week?
Jaguars.
Jaguars as well. And Mitchell?
Had to go with the hometown Jaguars.
Well, there you go. Got to go with the hometown team. Hearing a lot of reports out of Jacksonville as well, you know, with that defense this season kind of coming up with some nicknames. Saxonville is the one that kind of sticks out to me in that mind because they just get after the quarterback. It is just amazing as well. We got the New Orleans Saints at the Buffalo Bills. The Saints now with a 6-game winning streak against this season, while the Buffalo Bills kind of teetering around that 5-3 record. Mitchell, who'd you go with this week?
Take the Buffalo Bills.
Take the Buffalo Bills at home. That's a bold choice. I like it, though. Dozier?
I think the Bills are taking it as well.
All right. I like that. Coach Anderson?
Yeah, I went with the Bills at home. It's starting to turn cold, and I don't think those Saints are going to like that weather.
Yeah, I took that into account as well. Weather, as we all know, kind of a bit of a big factor when it comes to a football game. But I went with the Saints this week. I got a couple bold picks here this week. You guys are probably going to love and or hate them at the same time. But next one, we got the 4-5 New York Jets at the 2-6 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. One of those games that's no one's going to come out on the positive end of this one. Coach Anderson, who'd you go with?
I went with the Jets just because it was my first choice.
Okay. That's it. You just go gun to the head, and it's like, okay, Jets. Ryan, who'd you go with?
Jets as well.
Jets as well. Mitchell?
I had to pick the Buccaneers on this one.
Okay, go with the home state team. Yeah, I like that. You got to go with the home love. At the same time, I'm going with the Jets this week as well. Again, just one of those games. No one's going to come out on top in this contest. Next matchup, we got the Minnesota Vikings coming off their bye with the Washington quote unquote Redskins in D.C. Mitchell, who'd you go with this week?
Pick the Minnesota Vikings for this one.
I like it. I like it. Dozier.
Vikings
as well. Coach Anderson?
Well, with the Vikings playing the Redskins, I'm going to take Mason Layton's favorite team, the Washington Redskins, this week.
Wow, Mason Layton, a Redskins fan. Did not see that one at all. But I go with the purple people eaters, that is the Minnesota Vikings, this week as well. Next one, we got a 3-5 team at a 5-3 team, Cincinnati Bengals at the Tennessee Titans. Coach Anderson, who'd you go with this week?
Titans. I've been trying to will the Bengals into doing something this year, but they're just not getting it done.
They are not getting it done. Orion, who'd you go with?
went with the Titans.
Going with the Titans as well, Mitchell?
Titans also.
See, I went the other direction. I think Cincinnati last week, I mean, it was an ugly one against Jacksonville. Got a little some haymakers thrown around in that game as well. Some reason, I don't know why I did this. I didn't even really think about it. I just went Cincinnati. One could come back to hurt me as well. There's a couple games here towards the end of this pick sheet that could be very interesting as well. We got the 3-5 Houston Texans at the 6-2 Los Angeles Rams. I'm going to say, Mitchell, you went with the Rams this week?
Had to, of course. They don't got Deshaun Watson either for the Texans. I don't see it happening.
I say it's a lost season as well for Houston, but still a lot of football games to be played here in the next 7 weeks. Ryan, who'd you go with?
Had to go with the Rams.
Going with the Rams as well. Coach Anderson?
Definitely the Rams this week.
Yeah, that's a clean sweep with the Rams over the Texans as well. A lot of people last week were upset with me by the fact that I asked for them to turn their picks in by 5 o'clock on Thursday, and then you find out on Friday that Deshaun Watson tears his ACL. Look, I did make the rules. It's only fair that everyone turns their sheets in on Thursday, 5 o'clock, because the first game starts that day. Look, yeah. Don't shoot the messenger. Yeah. Don't hate the player. Hate the game, and right now everybody hates everything. And next matchup, we got the Dallas Cowboys at the Atlanta Falcons. 5-3 Cowboys, nice win last week over Kansas City, while the 4-4 Atlanta Falcons just kind of, you know, doing their thing right now. Mitchell, who'd you go with this week?
This was a tough one for me to pick, but I'm going to have to shout out KB on this one and go with his Dallas Cowboys.
I like it. Dozier, who'd you go with?
Went with the Falcons.
Respectable. Coach Anderson?
I wasn't sure why I picked the Falcons, but now that I know Daedric Kibbe likes the Cowboys, that's definitely why I picked the Falcons.
Also another fan of the Cowboys, a proud guest of the show, that is Kurt Bakey. Kurt Bakey's been on here a couple of times, and he is a big Cowboys fan. I went with the Cowboys as well because the stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. Next one. This one was probably the ultimate. No one wanted to pick this game. The 1-7 New York Giants at the 0-9 San Francisco 49ers from the Big Jeans Denim Store. That is Levi's Stadium in San Francisco. Coach Anderson, who'd you go with this week?
I did it. I took the 49ers. They're at home against the one-win Giants. The Giants got to fly all the way out to the West Coast, and if there's any chance at all, the 49ers to win, this is it.
It could be as something as subtle as that. That could be a difference maker in this game. Ryan, who'd you go with this week?
Since the Giants shut down the Broncos, I had to go with the Giants.
Their one win. Going to go to two wins. A couple of teams that are underperforming, to say the least, as well. Mitchell, who'd you go with this week?
I'm with the 49ers. I feel like them getting Jimmy Garoppolo, if they give him an opportunity, I feel like he could do something big and be a pretty good quarterback.
Jimmy Garoppolo, he's my guy. He was a proud member of the Tom Brady Clipboard Holders Association. Now he's taking his talents out west. I went with the Niners as well, but surprisingly, 3 out of the 4 of us going with the Niners. I like it. Maybe they'll get their first win. Maybe not. We'll keep our eye on that game as well. Then the Sunday night game is the 6-2 New England Patriots coming off their bye against the 3-5 Denver Broncos. Turmoil in Mile High. Nobody knows what's going on week to week. We'll have to ask what Ryan is thinking in this matchup. Coach Anderson, who'd you go with?
I am going to say that the Jared Hoddle, Floyd Rummel, Ryan Dozier Broncos will not win. I take the Patriots.
Well, yes, that's a given at this point. I went with the Patriots as well, if that helps anything. We're going to go right to Mitchell here. Who'd you go with?
If there's any team I hate more, the most team I hate is the Patriots, but okay. I had to pick them.
Had to pick them as well. Then we are going to go to the Denver fan in the room with Ryan Dozier. Did you go with your team this week? No, he's shaking his head. Wow.
Had to go with the Patriots. Broncos got a couple things to figure out.
See, he's going for the win here in this situation. I like that as
not
well. He's going
his heart.
Not going with the heart. He's going with the mind, and he's trying to get the win here this week. It's a clean sweep for New England over Denver as well. Much respect to the Patriots. Then the Monday night game, the 4-4 Miami Dolphins, the 6-3 Carolina Panthers. I went with Carolina this week. Coach Anderson.
I took Carolina. I cannot pick Jay Cutler.
Absolutely. That enough said right there. Ryan, who'd you go with this week?
Panthers as well.
Going with the Panthers. And Mitchell?
I had to pick the Panthers. I don't know why the Dolphins got rid of Jay Ajayi.
I don't see that. I don't know how or why either, but he scored his first rushing touchdown last week, which took him 9 games in the season to get, or 9 weeks into the season to get that first rushing touchdown. But hey, it's just going to bolster that Philadelphia team and quite possibly get them in the playoffs as well. That is our NFL Week 10 picks. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on the show, and we'll be seeing you on Saturday as well. Mitchell Galloway, Ryan Dozier, and also head coach for your Trojan football team, Josh Anderson, joining us in a studio for our NFL Week 10 picks. Also taking a look at this Trojan football team this coming Saturday, final game of the season, regular season finale presentation college from Swisher Field. That'll be a 1 p.m. kickoff as well. Have that game over on our sister station, that being Jammin' Country FM 103. That's going to about wrap things up here from the KJ Ames Studios in downtown Madison. Love to give a big thank you, and also absolutely loved having Coach Amy Veenhoff from Dakota State University Volleyball on the show tonight, and we'll be keeping our eye on our volleyball team as they take on Bellevue University this Friday. It'll be a 10 a.m. First serve out over in La Crosse, Wisconsin, as they take on Bellevue University in the North Star Athletic Association Conference postseason volleyball tournament. That'll be a 10 a.m. first serve against the Bruins in La Crosse, Wisconsin as well. Big thank you to head football coach Josh Anderson and a couple of players, that being linebacker Ryan Dozier and also wide receiver Mitchell Galloway, for coming on the show tonight. Always a pleasure to have Trojan football on the show as well. That's going to about wrap things up here from the KJ Ames Studios in downtown Madison. It is 7 o'clock right on the dot. We'll be back next week, same place, quite possibly same place. May have some news coming up here in the next week or so about the location of Coach's Corner, but we'll be sure to keep you up to date through our various social media pages on Twitter, Facebook, facebook.com/KJAM Radio, and also Twitter. Just follow us at KJAM Radio as well. But we'll be back here same time next week on Coach's Corner, live from the KJAM Studios in downtown Madison. It is 7:01 currently our time. Time on Dakota's Best Classic Hits, KJAM, and you have a beautiful rest of your week.
Thanks for listening to Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and at AmazingMadison.com. Tune in next Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. for Coach's Corner on KJAM.